Whew. Jeepers, creepers. All right, we're in the car. Let's play a song, or let's play the intro. Let's do it.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello. Welcome. It is Wednesday, February the 22nd. 2023, 2223, or 2. Well, I guess if we're gonna do it the proper way, I guess it is 2202, 2023. So it is very exciting. Lots of twos. Lots of good luck. Wish you all the best. Shout out to Calm. Sorry, Atomic Rights, for tricking you by having news a rerun sounding like today's news. My apologies. I think if I apologize for being late enough times, there'll be enough reruns of me apologizing for being late that you won't even know. shout out to X1, MHCat, Atomic Rights, Ratsu, and everyone in Com Quentin, who's doing work things, user 724 and fan of Biddleby, and ha.lim, new users. I haven't seen those guys before. So welcome. Hey, user 724, your $100 Visa gift card came in. Jeepers creepers, I'm all over the place. Focus. We got news to talk about. It is Wednesday, which means it's the day before Beer Day, which is a great time. I found someone on Etsy who can make me a robe and wizard hat, so I'm very excited about that, because if there's one thing the world needs more of, it is full-grown men with mostly white beards wandering around in robe and wizard hat. It's just required. I think I might print out some man pages, and then if somebody asks me if I have any spells, I will give them the man page to, like, Tar, or the man page to Sed, or something. all right, so let's talk about news. There is so much news. We're not going to have time to get to all of it, which is kind of a standard thing, you know. But we will do our best. So what we got to do first is jump over into our bookmarks. Go to that fancy desktop bookmark section of Mobile Firefox there to get ourselves to
Here's the plot synopsis.
My watch was trying to give me the plot synopsis for Elf, the movie Elf. I don't know why, and I found it very funny. So, my bad. Hold on. Let's get this fixed up. Where's my sync button? What is going on? Get Dawn on the phone. Hello? What's going on? What? Who am I? Where am I? Firefox. I've got it syncing. Where's the sync button? Find, request, passwords. Settings. Sync now. There we go. Last sync was yesterday. That would be why. Sync. Oh, man. Did you see that? You just left all of that in the sink. Sure did. All right. So, let's talk about murder. We got a bunch of death. I'm sorry. That was terrible radio. So, let's get into the death and destruction. First, Cyclone Freddy. He was too low on my list yesterday, so we didn't get to him. But it's a cyclone, and it has killed 4 people in Madagascar. Authorities in Madagascar have announced that the passage of powerful tropical cyclone Freddy resulted in 4 dead. The storm affected some 16,600 people, according to the country's National Risk Management Office. Powerful gusts of winds reach around 130 kilometers per hour. Contrary to last year's cyclone Batsirai, Cyclone Freddy did not bring as much rain as expected. Freddy is the first cyclone and second tropical weather system to hit Madagascar during the current season, according to the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA. After Madagascar, the cyclone is now heading to Mozambique and Zimbabwe on the African mainland. Last year, Cyclone Batsirai killed more than 130 people in Madagascar. So, less death, lower death toll, but that's a win for them. And something that's... Freddy's back. He knows what's up. Cyclone Freddy is very... Atomic Rights knows sync works great, except when it doesn't. But yeah, can you imagine? It's like the Nightmare from Elm Street stories would be much scarier if it was like, no, in real, in your dreams, he's this burned up guy with claw hands. But during the day, he's a tropical cyclone. All right, back to serious business. This is almost not even news anymore, but Israel has killed more people. Dozens of Palestinians wounded by live fire and taken to hospital after violent Israeli incursion in the occupied West Bank city. At least 10 Palestinians have been killed and dozens wounded in an Israeli army raid in the occupied West Bank city of Nablus. At least 102 people were injured on Wednesday, 82 hit by live ammunition, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Six are in critical condition. Widespread confrontations broke out soon after the army stormed Nablus with dozens of armored vehicles and special forces at 10 a.m. local time. The army blocked off all entrances to the city before surrounding a home with two wanted Palestinian fighters, Hassam Islam and Mohammed Abdul Ghani, who were both killed. The Lion's Den Armed Group said in a statement it engaged in clashes with Israeli forces during the raid, alongside the recently announced Balata Brigades. Young Palestinians pelted armored troops' transports with rocks. The Israeli army said security forces are now operating in the city of Nablus, but didn't provide further details. We are hearing stories that Israeli forces were shooting at the neighbors, people in their houses, people going about their daily lives. Palestinians say Israel is acting this way because it is not being held accountable and has a free hand killing Palestinians. This is coming from Al Jazeera's Nida Ibrahim, who was in Nablus. Nablus and nearby Jenin have been the focus of violent incursions that Israel has intensified over the last year. So anyway, this comes from... I like using Al Jazeera for Middle East news, but of course they are, it sometimes they do have a slight bias or angle, so I try not to go too hard on in their stories for that, but yeah, it's really sad. AE making jokes. All right. So that's what's going on, my friends, there in Israel. But don't worry, there's more death. What? Yes, there's always more death. People die all the time. But this one, this was shocking and a real surprise to me. A student has killed their teacher. Okay, that happens, I don't know, a couple dozen times a year in the United States. No. A teenage pupil stabbed to death a teacher in the middle of a lesson at a school in southwest France on Wednesday. Whoa, France. The teacher of Spanish, age 52, was teaching a class at the school in the seaside town of Saint-Jean-de-Luz, where the 16-year-old attacked her with a knife, the prosecutor said. I didn't see him get up, but I saw him in front of the teacher, fellow classmate Enis, 16, told reporters. He is very calm. He got closer to her and plunged a big knife into her chest without saying anything. The teacher was given emergency aid at the scene, but Bayonne prosecutor Jerome Bourrier told AFP she died of her wounds. The pupil was arrested and a murder investigation has been opened. A source close to the case said that by the time the police arrived on the scene at around 9:50 a.m., the attacker had been disarmed and other pupils isolated. He had been carrying a blade some 10 centimeters or 4 inches long. The pupil seemed to have acted in a moment of madness rather than on any terrorist motive or resentment, the source said. Inez, who witnessed the attack, said she did not really know the teenager. We're just in Spanish class together, but there had never been a problem with him and the teacher in class. The school, St. Thomas d'Aquin, is a private and Catholic-based establishment close to the center of St. Jean de Luz, which in summer is one of France's best-loved resorts on the Sandy Basque country coast. The teacher had long taught at the school and was conscientious, a representative from the FEP-CFDT Teachers Union said. So, very troubling what's going on. Such attacks at schools are generally rare in France, but have been growing concerns about the security of teachers. In the past 40 years, there have been fewer than a dozen deadly attacks in school. Very sad. Kind of a surprise, but... cool. Thanks, X1. I appreciate the feedback. Connor D. Idles and tunes in. All right. Welcome, Connor H. and Ronald. And Bia Ayunes. Bayons? Bayons? It's B-E... Oh, they left. They're not joining. Bia Ayunes. I don't know how to say that. Anyway, enjoy your Snickers. All right. So what else is going on? Well, there's... well, that was the sad death, but, you know, there's other deaths, too. You know what? Let's skip that. There's always more death. Let's check this out. Ukraine war. China's claim to neutrality fades with a visit from Moscow. This is coming to us from the BBC. Vladimir Putin loves a really long table. Images of his meetings are famous, with the Russian leader at one end. And the person he is speaking to so far away that you would wonder if it's hard for them to hear each other. It was not like that when he met China's top foreign policy official, Wang Yi. They were sitting within handshake distance with an oval-shaped table in the middle. It could be the proximity was achieved by seating placement at a previously used table with the Chinese delegation directly across the middle, rather than at the long ends. But the effect was the same. When the footage was released, it appeared to be a deliberate symbolic move to show that he felt safe enough to be that close to the representative of such an important friend. Of course, it hasn't always been that way. Decades ago, Beijing's network of underground fallout shelters were designed to protect the citizens of the Chinese capital from a nuclear war with the Soviet Union. Yet now, Xi Jinping's administration sees Russia as a frontline enemy of U.S. influence. A nation which, like North Korea, may be considered an international pariah, but which serves a useful geopolitical purpose. The Chinese government didn't even seem that embarrassed when President Putin returned home from attending Beijing Winter Olympics, having proclaimed a new no-limits relationship with China, and within weeks launched the invasion of Ukraine. Many have asked whether Mr. Xi, who was warned about the imminent war when he sat next to his Russian counterpart, who must have been considering barely anything else at the time, China is walking along a very delicate path in its dealings with Russia over Ukraine, Mr. Xi may feel like he's confidently striding down the track, but some think that path is crumbling at the edges, with Beijing's claim to neutrality increasingly difficult to stand up. In other parts of the world, it will seem ludicrous to use expressions like peace and stability on a trip to Russia almost 1 year before the first anniversary of the country's invasion of Ukraine. So, this is very interesting relationship. And we'll see how it develops, or if there's any changes, but it's just, anyway, it's interesting how different countries are kind of aligning with each other. Kind of worrying. And speaking of worrying, but hey, Tobe, welcome. Let's see. Hi, Tobe. Sending a message in comm. Looking in comm, we got Tobe back. Welcome. And user 724 at Pharaohs has joined. Comm is super slow for Tobe. Of course, we'd want to mention there that the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe is a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. That's right, Anon Radio. It's powered by SDF. SDF's powered by you. So stick around at 1930 UTC, Dubious Goals Committee. And there's often tea or dudes or both. You never know. Shout out to X1 for being a Commodore com pal, trying to help Tobe out there. User 724 got a new error. No web space has been allocated. Oh. User 724 has got some questions about SDF. We'll deal with that later. All right, so check this out. This is a fun news story. A large metal sphere that washed up on shore in Japan has perplexed locals and set off a flurry of speculation. Authorities can't say what it is yet, not even the police or bomb squad sent to investigate. Well, What is known is that it's hollow and not a threat. Many suspect it to be a type of buoy. The find in a coastal city of Hamamatsu has been variously dubbed Godzilla egg, mooring buoy, and from outer space by fascinated locals. Japanese broadcaster NHK showed footage of the two officials on Inshuhama Beach looking at the rusty metal sphere that appeared to be about 1.5 meters wide. It had been found by a local who alerted police after noticing the unusual object on the shore. Authorities cordoned off the area and conducted x-ray exams, which didn't reveal much more other than confirming the object was safe. A runner on the beach told local media he was surprised by the commotion as the ball had been there for some time. "I tried to push it, but it wouldn't budge," NHK reported him as saying. Local authorities have said the object will be removed soon. This kind of find might not normally raise suspicion, but it comes amid general nervousness over unidentified objects since the U.S. shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon earlier this month. So we'll see how that's going. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. It was like, this large metal ball just washed up on shore. We're not really sure what it's for or where it came from, but it doesn't seem like it's harming anybody. Speaking of Japan and speaking of China, they had a meeting. Japan and China are often at loggerheads over ideology and allegiances with their leaders want to give each other the cold shoulder. But the cuddly panda has transcended the animosity. So this is from the Straits Times. I don't have the whole story because they put up a paywall, but Japan bade a teary farewell to four pandas flown to China this week upon the end of a loan agreement, just as the two countries held their first security dialogue since February 2019 on Wednesday. I watched an NHK broadcast earlier today that covered this meeting. The two sides, while they still disagree on a lot of topics, feel that it's important to keep an open dialogue and to continue talking. There are a lot of things disputed in the South China Sea, as well as the islands, man-made or not, that are showing up around Japan. So anyway, sorry that article got paywalled. I didn't think to download it. Anyway, our pals in Russia have ruled out testing hypersonic missiles during the naval exercise. Russia will not fire its new generation Zircon hypersonic missile during joint naval exercises with South Africa and China, a senior naval official has said. The 10-day MOSI-2 exercise, which is taking place off South Africa's eastern coast, coincides with the... Russia's TASS news agency reported earlier this month that a frigate participating in the drills, the Admiral Gorshkov, would perform a training launch of the Zircon missile during the exercise. However, Captain Oleg Gladiky, who is heading the Russian contingent, told reporters on Wednesday that no test launch would take place. Hypersonic weapon will not be used in the context of these exercises, Gladiky said. There is no hidden meaning in the exercises that we are performing today. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called the Zircon, which can travel at more than five times the speed of sound, unstoppable. Despite their name, analysts have said the main feature of hypersonic weapons is not speed, which can sometimes be matched or exceeded by traditional ballistic warheads, but maneuverability. Weapons are seen as a way to gain an edge over an adversary, as they can potentially evade missile shields and early warning systems. Russia is in a race with the U.S. and China to develop them. So, that's a scary thing to develop. Hey, welcome back, Tobe. Welcome. Tobe is having some monstrous lag. Monstrous, all caps. zirconium is the element. If you can make a zirconia, fake stones, I think they call them zirconium. Zircon has an interesting history too, but we don't have time for that. It is only about 2 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee, or at least a recording of it, comes up, depending on how Tobe's network connection shores up. So let me just run down the remaining stories here, the headlines. Across the U.S., a winter storm has shut down in the Northeast. A lot of high winds grounded planes and caused trucks to have to pull over. Russia has suspended its participation in the new START, that's S-T-A-R-T, nuclear deal, and you're not going to get as many inspections done. NASA's James Webb Telescope, this was really cool. The James Webb Telescope saw a bunch of galaxies that are older than they thought would be possible. So now they have to rethink how they interpret the Big Bang and everything else. Malcolm X's family is suing the FBI and NYPD after papers came out showing that he was targeted. And, the Mormon Church was fined for obscuring its $32 billion investment portfolio. Let's see, X1 says, zirconium can give some brilliant crystals. All right, well, please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee, and thanks for listening to Anon Radio. I'm going to play some sounds, hopefully, before the show ends. Let's start.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access UNIX System.